Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy today. Daytime highs approaching 59. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 32. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the presidential preference primary just weeks away here in the state of Kansas, many legislators in Topeka say they're working on bills to try and fine-tune the electoral system here in the state, including how you qualify as an independent candidate to get on the ballot for a statewide race.
One of the things that has come through, is the whole question on independent candidate. There was a bill, House Bill 2516, that passed the House, which requires independent candidates to collect signatures or petitions with 2% of the people who have voted in the last gubernatorial election, which would be approximately 20,000. Prior to this, Kansas has just 5,000, which is a very low limit, which isn't even a quarter of 1% of the actual vote.
That was our conversation with State Representative Paul Wagner from District Number 104 in the Hutchinson area, where he says the bill has gotten some pushback with concerns that it's just a response to Dennis Pyle running as an independent in the last governor's election.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Toppy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
The airline companies of Spirit AeroSystems and the company of Boeing confirmed at the end of last week that they are currently engaging in discussions regarding the possible acquisition of Spirit by the company of Boeing. SKAC News reports that according to the company of Boeing, they have been working closely with Spirit AeroSystems and their leadership to help strengthen the quality of some of the commercial airplanes that they are building together. But if the merger happens, some say it could be bad for communities like the city of Wichita, where Spirit AeroSystems is headquartered.
Right now, Spirit is a headquarters, and as a headquarters, you have top management here, you have decisions being made here, and they're connected to the community. And we know Boeing's history. They are not very loyal to communities that much. Boeing's a great company, but they think much more broadly than what Spirit does. Spirit has a relationship with the community and can stay here. And as we've seen in the past, Boeing will get up, not only in Wichita, but other countries, other states, they get up and move.
That was Jeremy Hill with Wichita State University, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Legislative Bill 1288 is a proposal seeking to require Nebraska law enforcement and hospitals to recognize tribal courts' emergency protective custody orders. The bill narrowly advanced last week. The bill has been introduced by State Senator Jane Raybould of Lincoln. Many county mental health boards already honor such agreements. The measure passed 25-10, netting the minimum number of votes needed. In other news, former Nebraska head football coach Tom Osborne's teammates Mentoring and Mentoring Works used Lachlan Country Country Club to talk about the need for young people to help out the younger generation by becoming mentors. Mentoring Works Executive Director Sarah Tonich just said that mentoring can have a bigger impact than many people may think. She also added that it's a never-ending need and that it seems like once their wait list drops down, there's another few more children that need more mentors. Former Husker Jay Foreman also spoke at the event about how important it is to be a mentor in a young person's life. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week with the sheriff and architect discussing possible steps moving forward with jail rehabilitation after voters twice turned down funding for a new facility. Several options were discussed. Ideas will be brought back in a couple of weeks. Among the discussion was what could be done within the existing jail footprint and adjoining space, dollars available, and perhaps considering standalone space for housing, booking, and medical, or the option of a smaller facility than originally proposed. Commissioners reached out to State Representative Lisa Mosier regarding Marshall County being included in sales tax legislation, which could allow counties passing future sales tax options to keep the entire proceeds without entering interlocal agreements with cities. A sales tax cannot be added without the vote of the people. Commissioners discussed remaining American Rescue Plan funds and a timeline for allotment and spending. A decision needs to be made by the end of March on where remaining dollars will be spent, and they need to be spent by December 31st. Board discussed prior requests for assistance, including the Register of Deeds imaging project, updating cameras and panic buttons in the courthouse as safety upgrades, a motion to approve payment of $450,000 from American Rescue Plan funds as reimbursement to capital improvement for invoices paid on the new health building construction was passed unanimously. Interest earned for 2023 on idle funds in Washington County totaled over $403,000, allowing commissioners to move forward in eliminating a 0.75% intangibles tax, which generated some $37,000 last year. Hanover, Lynn, and Palmer City intangibles taxes will remain in place. Hanover Township inquired about a bridge on Yankee Road in bad condition. Barricades were put up. The county will follow up with the township about keeping the road open or making it farm access only. Road and Bridge has hired a new mechanic. Six applications have been received for Washington County Tourism and Economic Development Administrator. Commissioners decided to accept applications until March 28th. Gage County Supervisor Don Schuler suggested the process for appointing members to the Planning and Zoning Commission be reviewed before reappointing anyone. Commissioner Haxby noted the process might need review, but the time to do that is not when a reappointment's on the agenda. Schuler made a motion to table reappointment of Terry Acton for 4 weeks. That died for lack of a second. Motion was made to approve the reappointment for Acton for a 3-year term, resulting in an executive session. Several citizens spoke under public comments at a recent meeting with Patty Bernard of Liberty, presenting a petition signed by 42 residents within a 5.5-mile radius of their area, requesting setbacks for planning and zoning regulations in Gage County. Others spoke discouraging changing regulations or setbacks.
Pottawatomie County Monday unveiled a new plaque commemorating 50 local veterans who served our country. The plaque was added at the Veterans Memorial in Westmoreland, which was first dedicated in 1992, and allows adding additional plaques with 50 veteran names to the site. Severe Weather Preparedness Week in Kansas runs this week. Sirens tested Wednesday morning, 11 a.m., weather permitting. National Weather Service will be providing in-person and 2 virtual severe weather spotter programs through early April. Schedule is online at weather.gov/TOP. Highland Community College Western Center Baileyville Career Fair runs today 9:30 until 1 with some 40 business and industry representatives on hand Explore career opportunities and tour the Western Center at Baileyville today, 9:30 until 1. Axtell will host community potluck send-off this evening for the boys' basketball team heading to state, 6:30 p.m. at the Axtell American Legion. Valley Heights will host a send-off, 11:15 this morning in the Commons area at the high school for the Lady Mustangs heading to state. Valley Heights will have no school on Wednesday. Julie F. Gakel, age 62, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 5:30 at the church, with a visitation Tuesday, 10 until 3:30 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Julie Gakel. Joe A. Graham, age 55, of Oquito, passed away February 25th. Funeral service Wednesday, March 6th, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Visitation Tuesday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Joe Graham. Michael D. Young, age 63, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday at 1 at Marysville Berean Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Michael Young. Virginia Jenkins, age 88, of Blue Rapids, passed away February 29th. Funeral service Friday, March 8th, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church Faith Hall in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Virginia Jenkins. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, French bread, green beans, peaches and cake. Tomorrow, ham, scalloped potatoes, peas, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Staying sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Wednesday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid 30s and mid 40s. Some rain showers and thunderstorms possible into Thursday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Easterly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Northeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Staying cooler into Friday, a chance for some rain showers, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. North winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Then some rain and snow possible into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 52, record high on this day. 30 degrees this hour and sunshine at studios. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 5th of March. KNDY News Time 7:17.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new 2023 Buick Envision Essence. A 2018 Toyota RAV4 is in on trade, along with a 2016 Chevy Equinox and a pair of 2015 Chevy Equinox. Used cars priced right, ready to roll, at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Make it 6 in a row for the Bucks, hosting the Clippers without Giannis in the lineup. Late fourth quarter, knotted at 96.
Lillard, he takes it right at George, lays it in. Off the window, and the Bucks have reclaimed the lead with 4:07 to play in the fourth, 98-96, an 8-0 run.
The call on WTMJ, Lillard led all scores with 41. Trailing by double digits after three, Milwaukee went on a late 13-0 run to overhaul Los Angeles 113-106. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Our execution offensively was unbelievable down the stretch. We got the ball to the guys that we wanted to get the ball. When they trapped, we moved the ball. We kept the game simple.
Around the association, the Grizzlies escaped Brooklyn's Barclays Center with a 106-102 win over the Nets. Rudy Gobert and the T-Wolves edged the Trailblazers 119-114. The Lakers topped OKC 116-104. And the Bulls used a withering fourth-quarter defense to dispatch the Kings in Sacramento 113-109. College hoops, 9th-ranked Duke beat NC State 79-64. And in Waco, the 11th-ranked Baylor Bears rallied to take down the Longhorns 93-85. To the ice and Madison Square Garden, where the Rangers hosted the first in the East Panthers. Third period, tied at 2. Ryan Lomberg sneaks one past Igor Shesterkin.
Back come the Panthers on the counter. Up the left side, Lomberg, long shot, and he scores! Ryan Lomberg let it rip from out beyond the top of the left circle.
On WQAM, the Cats would tack on an empty netter to beat the Blue Shirts 4-2 for their fifth straight win. North of the border, the Bruins drubbed the Maple Leafs 4-1, and in Denver, Nathan MacKinnon scored 2 in a 5-0 romp over the once-proud Blackhawks. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due and sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Kansas, Kansas State, Sunflower State Showdown Tuesday evening. Tip off at 8, live on KNDY and KNDY-FM.
Wall-to-wall state basketball coverage takes over KNDY-FM 95.5 this week. Follow the Valley Heights girls, Frankfort girls, Hanover girls, and Axtell boys as they bid for a state title. Tune in to FM 95.5 or catch live coverage at KNDYradio.com or in the free KNDY-FM mobile app. Don't miss a second of the excitement from Dodge City, Colby, and Great Bend with KNDY, your home for area sports coverage for over 50 years.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam Spack with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and being the time it is, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Mr. Larry Steckline.
We got a little bit of a problem that's got the boys upset. Placements in January were pegged by USDA as 93%. The trade was guessing it to be down 10% or 13%. Why? Weather. And they've got a point. So now they're asking if the old boy with his pencil back in Washington that releases this information. That's a tough job. I shouldn't beat him down quite as much as I do. Doesn't make any difference, but storms definitely cut down the movement of cattle for at least 3 weeks. Now, when I say movement of cattle, that means stockers and feeders at the auctions. Check it out. He's got the numbers here. It's scary, the numbers that are down compared to a year ago on those particular issues. And then, of course, cattle on feed. The number that were put on feed during that period of time, which is what we're talking about. I'm with the people on the Merck that are upset about the figure. I don't think that that's right. That we were 93% of a year ago numbers put on feed. We think it should be much less than that. And it'll probably come home to roost when we take a look at the slaughter figures. We already know that weights are down a pretty good amount. And we know that numbers are starting to dwindle a little bit. Packers are looking pretty hard to find their kills each week. Not as bad, quite honestly, as I thought it would be. But I'm not going to go along with that one. And as far as another report out, income they save on the farm will be down 25% from 2022. We all know that's right because, hey, look at the grain markets. They are sick. And we're going to talk about that on the next Techline report. So tune us in.
The annual Cattlemen's Choice Bull Sale will be Saturday, March 16th at the T7 Ranch facilities north of Greenleaf. 60 Angus and Sim Angus top-of-the-line performance bulls along with 40 fall calving fancy black and F1 Baldy heifers with 10 AI bred heifers ready for March and April calving. Performance tested and proven genetics from T7 and G&G cattle at the Cattlemen's Choice Bull Sale March 16th, sale time at 5 p.m. Kansas native Logan Mize entertains after the sale. Catalog and information available on Facebook at T7Ranch.com or contact T7 Ranch or G&G Cattle. Online bidding through liveauctions.tv.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Preventative measures including maintenance, turning augers off, and wearing protective equipment become critical for proper grain bin safety. Oklahoma State University grain storage engineer Carol Jones relays what kinds of preservation practices keep bins more secure.
Making sure that your bin, the structure of it is good. Our infrastructure is getting older across the country, and we see more leaks. We see some degradation around the doorways of steel bins, more cracking and concrete problems in our big concrete silos. So keeping maintenance at a peak is important. Make sure no moisture gets in the bin. Make sure all of the entryways and manholes are covered good and tight. If we have temperature cables, that's a really good thing to keep maintenance up on. That's your communication with your grain in the bin. We really don't know what's going on in that bin unless we have temperature cables or some way to monitor the quality. So maintenance is super important, and it's not only just for safety, but it keeps the quality of your grain at a peak also.
Jones explains what precautions need to be taken before entering grain bins.
Have someone close by that you can keep in touch with, or they can keep in touch with you either by sight or by cell phone or radio or some way to communicate in case you do have some kind of a problem in there. They can call for help. There's been many times that fire department gets a call from a wife when a family member doesn't show up for supper and he's been in the bin for a while and it doesn't turn out good. So have someone there that can call for help if you get in trouble. Lockout, tag out. I know it makes your job a lot harder to turn that reclaim auger off when you go in the bin. But if that reclaim auger is not guarded properly, you get caught in the flow of the grain, and it's just pretty hard to save yourself. So turn off all of the energy to the bin. You don't want any grain coming in the bin, and anything that moves the grain needs to be de-energized.
She discusses the personal protective gear recommended for working inside grain storage.
Want to wear harness, lifeline, if you're going to go into the grain, if it's any chance of you becoming entrapped. In other words, if the grain could possibly be over 4 feet deep, then you need to be in a harness and a lifeline tied off to an anchor point someplace on the outside of the bin.
That was Oklahoma State University grain storage engineer Carol Jones on how producers can increase grain bin safety. Learn more by reaching out to Jones at jcarroll@okstate.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality seed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. That's not all. Home City Grain is now offering dust control services. Don't wait. Contact them at 785-799-3326 by May 1st to sign up and secure your spot.
Where can you count on an early springtime each year? Balmy Canada, of course. All about where springtime blooms early on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 5th, the 65th day of the year. Magician Penn Jillette celebrates a birthday, and the so-called Boston Massacre occurred on this day in 1770. With many parts of the North still covered in ice and snow, folks on Canada's west coast are already counting the tulip, crocus, and daffodil blossoms. The Greater Victoria Flower Count is an annual tradition in British Columbia and a not-so-subtle reminder of the mild climate in the region, not to mention a brilliant tourism promotion. In a good year, over 20 billion blossoms have been tallied. We'd say they've earned the moniker City of Gardens, even if it does sound a bit like bragging, especially to those of us still counting snowflakes. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 29 degrees this hour. Highs around 60 on tap for the next several days.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association, also known as the MIAA Tournament, is officially set with games beginning on Wednesday this week, and brackets have officially been released. According to the tournament organizers, the tournament is set to run from March 6th through the 10th in Kansas City at the Municipal Auditorium, with game number one on Wednesday afternoon set for the number 8 Missouri Southern against number 9 Missouri Western. Game two includes number 7 Emporia State against number 10 Lincoln, Nebraska. Quarterfinals that begin on Thursday include Northwest Missouri in game number 1 and Fort Hays State University in game number 2, with Friday's games seeing Washburn and Rogers State and Pittsburgh State against Central Oklahoma. In the women's tournament, starting with the first round on Wednesday, includes Northeastern State against Emporia State and Nebraska Kearney against number 10 Washburn. The championships for both men and women are set to take place on Sunday afternoon.
State basketball tournaments tip off Wednesday and Thursday. Valley Heights girls, 18-5, are the number 8 seed and face undefeated top seed Wichita County, 23-0, Wednesday afternoon at 2 in Dodge City. Axtell boys, 21-2, are second seed and face 7th seed Beloit St. John's Tipton, 14-7, Wednesday evening at 6 in Great Bend. Hanover girls, 20-4, are the number 5 seed and face 4th seed Buckland, 20-3, Thursday afternoon at 4 from Great Bend. Frankfort girls, 20-3, are the 6th seed and face 3rd seed St. John Hudson, 22-1, Thursday evening at 8 from Colby. Centralia girls, 21-2, are 5th seed and face 4th seed Norwich, 21-2, at Colby, Thursday at 4. Winners advance to semifinals Friday with consolation and championship Saturday. KNDY will have live continuing coverage of Valley Heights, Hanover, and Frankfort girls, as well as Axtell boys on FM 95.5. Tune for a special TVL Sports Spotlight on the teams heading to the state basketball tournament Tuesday evening following sports on KNDY at around 5:20. Kansas State, Sunflower State Showdown Tuesday evening. Tip off at 8, live on KNDY and KNDY FM.
KNDY.